Anything else you want to add before we talk about Nigeria?
No, whatever you'd like to talk about.
Okay, great. Nigeria, the report from Council on Foreign Relations says more than 25,000 Nigerians have been killed in the past 4 years by either Boko Haram, the Fulani herdsmen, Islamic State, or other militant groups. 25,000, it's a pretty big number. And Nigeria is a largely Christian country. Is it safe to assume that many of these people, many of these 25,000 Nigerians, were believers?
Yes, yes. We documented that almost 4,000 were killed last year in our World Watch List report. Nigeria is number 12 on the World Watch List. But when the Open Doors World Watch List talks about numbers of Christians killed, we're giving you only those names and people that we can verify were killed because they were Christians. Certainly the number is going to be much, much higher than that. So it's just a baseline number. There are a lot of Christians in Nigeria. They largely are populated in Lagos in the south. The northern parts of Nigeria are Sharia law states. There are 12 states. There are two different terrorist groups, the Fulani and Boko Haram. Boko Haram is associated closely with ISIS and that kind of ideology that we'd be familiar with, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, that kind of thing. And even if people aren't familiar with the names of the terrorist groups, you can imagine what happens when you have two different terrorist groups attacking one minority population. And it is a minority population in the north. And so they attack these Christian villages where people live. They burn down their houses. There's tremendous trauma on the Christian community there. And a lot of them have tried to move to the south if possible. But of course, they're doing so. They're giving up their land and all that they've worked for over the generations. So it's a very difficult situation in Nigeria. The government there has been very ineffectual in responding to this massive human rights issue. We believe it's tipping into the point where we need to start talking about determining whether or not this is a genocide against Christians in Nigeria. It certainly seems like it fits the definition of genocide, which is a targeted elimination of another population, either by pushing them out by force or by murdering them. And that's what they say they're doing, both the Fulani and the Boko Haram ISIS group. They're not denying that they're out to get Christians and eliminate Christian faith in the north. They're pretty forward about it. So it's a major issue that hasn't seemed to rise to the attention of too many people. So I'm happy for the report.
So thinking along those lines, what's the future of the church in Nigeria? This doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon.
Well, there's a lot of believers in Nigeria. They're all in the south. So I think we can say that this will be a significant region of persecution for many years to come, because you have two different worldviews here. You have these extremists in the north that are gaining territory and power. You have a government that's corrupt and ineffectual. And you have a massive population of Christians in the south. It doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to see that that problem is going to creep to the south, and you're going to have tens of millions of Christians in danger of terrorist activity, bombings, murders, etc.
Well, I guess is it possible, is it likely that we're going to see a situation like what happened in Sudan, where the country split and became, you know, South Sudan became a new nation?
I don't think you'll see that. I think my sense is that they will use, I don't think that's the state of that country. I think you're more likely to see terrorist activities making serving Christ, going to church, a very dangerous thing. You'll have a division within the country, but this is true of all of Africa. The southern countries are largely Christian. The northern countries have a large population of Muslims and many Sharia law states. They want to impose Sharia law on in the south if they could. So I think you're going to have a theater in Africa that is of persecution that is going to shock a lot of people, and it will be probably the most violent in the next decade.
It's grim, thoughts, I guess, grim to think of. What can people do in response? I know Open Doors is actively partnering with local churches to help believers. How can our believers, or how can our listeners come alongside that work? Most importantly, how can they pray?
It is sobering, but I think we need to be happy warriors, so to speak, using the term from I think it was Shakespeare, this idea that we know that as Christians, we're going to be persecuted. We have a lot of joy in what we do. And the Christians there's a lot of victory in what they're experiencing. But I do think we need to be sober about it and understand that our brothers and sisters are being persecuted, so we could pray for them. We could care. We could be interested. I would love to see every church, every Sunday, praying for some part of the body of Christ that's in persecution. And then there are projects at opendoorsusa.org. We talk a lot about our trauma care centers in Nigeria, where we're helping Christians who've been raped, who've been attacked, who've really suffered significant pain, to get the trauma care and the counseling they need to help rebuild their lives. You can imagine if you had gone through a significant trauma that you'd need counseling. You'd need to talk about it with somebody. Well, this is trauma on a massive scale. And so people can adopt that project and they can care about it and others like it. So there are very practical things we can do. We needn't be wringing our hands feeling like it's all hopeless, but we do have to be aware that it's real and it's happening. And we need to make what we can as believers, make moves to try to help and to pray.
Amen. Sorry, my mute button got stuck. All right. That wraps up all my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's great, Katie. Thank you awesome. So much.
Yeah. Thank you.